Welcome to the Leadersmith Podcast. It is Twitter Tuesday, and I found some great nuggets just searching online for leadership memes. I'll share them with you in just a moment.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leadersmith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
Okay, so I've tried a number of different things on Twitter Tuesday. Originally, I just went out to Twitter and found various comments about leadership and some memes that were out there. Then I went to other places like Parler and LinkedIn, and I was looking for to see, you know, what worked best. And I was so excited when I thought, hey, let me just do an internet image search for leadership memes. And it didn't really work like I thought it would. There's so much out there that it just cluttered and it wasn't really very good. But I did sift. It took me a couple hours, actually. I did sift out a few really good gems. And I got some for next week, too. So next week is this week. I'm going to be talking about, you know, some good nuggets that I found. And next week, I'm going to talk about some kind of funny ones. But here, this is what we'll start with. So, and I've said this one before, but I found some really good quotes like this. Great. This is from Alexander Den Heiger, and I've talked about this in a previous Twitter Tuesday. Great leaders believe that they work for their team, and average leaders believe that their team works for them. And so I'd find good nuggets like that. But I also found more meme-ish kind of things, like a picture of Donald Trump, and he says, quote, "If you want to make everybody happy, don't be a leader. Go sell ice cream." Now, I don't know that Trump actually said that, but there's some wisdom in that. You're not going to be making everybody happy as a leader. You just have to understand that. I'm pretty sure he understands that. Okay, the next one was a great quote by Sheryl Sandberg. Sheryl Sandberg. Oh, by the way, before I get into that, if you want to see these leadership memes, I'm going to leave the link to a video version of this where you'll get to see all of the memes. Just check the link below and you'll be able to see it. So, okay, this is by Sheryl Sandberg. She's the COO at Facebook. And I read Sheryl's book. It wasn't all that great. She's very like feminist, go girl power kind of thing. Okay, that's fine. But she said this: leadership is about making others better as a result of your presence and making sure that the impact lasts in your absence. And I thought, you know, Sheryl, you hit a home run with that. I mean, I'm not thrilled with the rest of your writing, but that quote was really good. It's about making others better. That's part one. While you're there, that's your goal. But when you leave, if it all falls apart, something was wrong with your leadership. You didn't build in the sustainability, or you weren't building in the hardiness necessary for things to continue. And that's really important. Okay, next one. It says leadership, it's not just telling people what to do. And it has this picture from Gettysburg. Now, if you ever saw the movie Gettysburg, Colonel Chamberlain, the commander of the 20th Maine, at a critical point in the movie, they're about to be overrun. They have to hold the line. If they don't hold this line, the rebel army is going to rush right up over the hillside. They're at the very end point of the line, and they'll sweep over the Union army, and the entire battle will be lost. So he's at a critical juncture. He's at almost out of ammo. He can't do anything. So he calls, "Fix bayonets," and it's this big dramatic thing. And they're like, "Whoa, what?" They start fixing their bayonets. They charge down Little Round Top, and they actually win a tremendous victory. I've been to Little Round Top many times in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. I get goosebumps thinking about what that would have been like. How it's a terrible life and death kind of something. Okay, at any rate, so that's the picture on there. Colonel Chamberlain charging down Little Round Top with the 20th Maine behind him. But it says leadership is not just telling people what to do. And I think whoever put this one together is, a little tongue-in-cheek. And I'm not giving out, by the way, I'm not giving out the actual link, because I'm not going to say this is from https://www.memedroid.com/memes_details63257-6, because that's really irritating, right? So that's actually the one for this one, but I... I'm not going to do that for the rest of them. Okay, so leadership is not just telling people what to do. Well, it's not really telling people what to do to begin with, but it's certainly not just telling them, hey guys, I'm going to tell you to fix bayonets. No, I mean, they followed him because they trusted him, because he made himself so profoundly trusted. And well, yeah, I mean, they could have had to follow him because he outranked them. But if you read The Killer Angels, the book that Gettysburg is based on, or you watch the movie Gettysburg, you'll find that they really trusted him. And that's really where the action is in leadership. Okay, the next one says leadership. Oh, let me explain it first. So it has an overturned, I guess, forklift, some kind of heavy machinery. And then it says leadership. Every person who makes your job harder was somebody your boss thought was the right person for the job. And there is some kind of truth in that. I mean, how many times does a new manager get installed and then the first thing that new boss does is roll out his plan that's going to make your life more difficult? So I just got a kick out of that meme. This is not one of the funny memes that we'll be talking about next week, but I just got a big kick out of that one. Okay, next one. This is a guy named Klaus Schwab. He's the founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum. I don't know enough about the guy to know if he's a tyrant or if he's next to sainthood. I can't tell you anything about it, but he's right in his quote. He said this: there are four ingredients in true leadership: brains, soul, heart, and good nerves. And I thought, you know, there's a lot to that. You have to be smart. You have to be competent. You have to have soul. You have to care, heart, and you have to have nerves in order to stay with whatever, you know, because sometimes it doesn't always go your way. In fact, you know, I talked about this the other day. I had a professor in graduate school who talked about leaders are very often, they look like losers until they win. And you know, and we tend to focus only on the winners. We don't tend to focus on, you know, a leader that goes down swinging and loses whatever the battle was. But yeah, you have to have good nerves to stay with the thing, even when it doesn't look terribly hopeful. Okay, so the next one, this is Jack Welch. And now, I'm not a big fan of Jack Welch in general. I mean, he had some good nuggets. He wrote some interesting books like Winning and Jack and The Real Life MBA that he co-wrote with his wife, Susie. And you got some good understanding, but he was kind of tyrannical. And so, but here, his quote, I'm still giving him his due, just like earlier when I was talking about Sheryl Sandberg. Even if I don't particularly like the character, I want to give them due if they said the right thing. Okay, he said this: a leader's job is to look into the future and see the organization not as it is, but as it should be. And that's right, because part of your job is to look down the line and see what's happening. But it's not, I'd like to tweak it a little bit. The leader's job is, it's not like it's a singular job for the leader. It's the leader and his people looking into that future, trying to see what that future could be. Because this is, that vision has to be a collective vision or it's going to fall flat when you're trying to implement things. Okay, so next one is an odd meme. It said, there are no examples of bad leadership. There are only good examples of what not to do. Now, I watched it. I read this thing and I was trying to think, like, I like the second part, but I'm not sure of the first. There are no examples of bad leadership. Now, there are bad leadership examples, but I like how he reframed it. There are only good examples of what not to do. And this is the wonderful redemptive part of if you work for bad bosses, there's something redemptive about it. Ravi Zacharias, he's a late apologist, evangelist, talked about how, you know, God's kind of weaving a tapestry and you can't see on the front of the tapestry. You only see the messy, ugly backside of the tapestry. You'll see one day the front side and what the pattern is. But right now you're just seeing a big mess. The upside of working for a bad boss is that you have great examples of what you never want to become like, what not to do. So there is some truth in this kind of statement. Okay, next one. This is a quote from Peter Drucker. I think I've talked about this in an episode with the quotation for contemplation. He said, leadership is lifting a person's vision to high sights, the raising of a person's performance to a higher standard, the building of a personality beyond its normal limitations. Yeah, leadership is actually building and growing you beyond that where you thought you could go before. So it's just great quote. Pretty much anything that you come across by Peter Drucker is going to be well worth the time. So just let that be a public service announcement. Okay, next, the task of leadership is not to put greatness into people, but to elicit it. For the greatness is there already. That's by John Buchan. Buchan. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Let me say it again. The task of leadership is not to put greatness into people, but to elicit it. I mean, that's a whole different thing. You're not trying to make them this. You're trying to draw it out. That's actually the definition of education. Go back to a Webster to 1828, one of like the earliest American dictionary, and read the definition of leadership, or not leadership, of education, and it's from the word edeku, something like that. It means drawing out. Okay, so the task of leadership is not to put greatness into people, but to elicit it, for that greatness is already there. And if you recognize that, you're recognizing the intrinsic worth and dignity of these people, and you're just drawing out what's there. It's a beautiful change in the way that you think about things. Okay, next one. This one, it had the guy from the movie Office Space. Remember the guy that just kept getting picked on and eventually had to move down into the basement? Like, you had the mean boss, you had the protagonist who was kind of, you know, hip, and his friends, and then you had this guy with the big thick glasses that kind of mumbled a lot, that was, I need my stapler. Remember him? Okay. And he's just sitting there at his desk. That's the picture. And it says, remarkable leadership inspires engagement. And it's, of course, tongue in cheek, because it's not like he was engaged because of their leadership. It was just, it's really a slap at the boss. But it just struck me funny. Remarkable leadership inspires engagement. And yeah, I mean, good leadership will inspire engagement. Bad leadership will inspire all kinds of negative reactions to it. So you can kind of see, if you watch an organization for some time, and you'll start to see whether things are going right, whether they're going wrong, whether it's calm or whether it's crisis. And in that, you'll be able to determine, if you know what to look for, whether the leader is actually a good leader or a bad leader. Remarkable leadership inspires engagement. Okay, this one, the next one is, it's an interesting picture. It's three guys that are walking across. There's solid, and then there's a gap, and then there's solid land on the other side. And there's one guy on the bottom holding up an extra piece of road or something so that the other three can walk across it, which is a pretty impressive picture. And it says, leadership is not about power, it's about responsibility. And it's so beautifully illustrated to see the one guy holding that up so that the others can cross over it. Leadership is not about power, it's about responsibility. And very often we think about the perks of leadership. We think about, you know, being king, it's good to be king, or that kind of thing. And that brings us the wrong direction. It's about responsibility. So to the degree that you think through that responsibility lens, I think you'll have greater success. Okay, the next one. It says, before you become a great leader, be a phenomenal follower. And I like this one. You know, if the best leaders are the best followers. I saw another one that was saying, like, you know, you've never led anything before, and now you feel like you're going to, it's good to criticize the squad leader or something along those lines. Yeah, I mean, when you haven't actually led, it's easy to criticize. But if you're a good follower, you become a better leader. You understand what you need to be doing at the follower level, so that when you're a leader, you're thinking in those terms. So before you become a great leader, be a phenomenal follower. Be an incredible number two, so that when you become number one, you know what to look for, or what to become like, how those people should be functioning at their highest levels. Okay. I was just talking about a military meme. Here's another one that was a military meme. And it has these, 6, 7, 8 guys in full military gear, looking kind of nonplussed. And the meme says this, they're just sitting back like, okay, really? And the meme says, how it feels when the scumbaggiest leader in the unit gives a PowerPoint presentation on the dangers of toxic leadership. Now, that's not military specific. It just, they described it in a great way with the scumbaggiest leader in the unit. But this is common. I mean, you have leaders who think that they're great leaders because they're full of themselves. They're blind. They put yes men around them who only tell them what they want to hear. And they're actually terrible leaders. And everybody knows it except for them. So in the corporate world or in nonprofits, you'll see the same kind of thing. And then they're giving, you know, here's my leadership presentation. Really? So leadership is known by its fruit. It's not by how well you think you are as a leader. It's by how your followers see you. Okay. Next one says, being positive in negative situation is not naive. It's leadership. Let me read that again. Being positive in a negative situation is not naive. It's leadership. And I think there's something to that because when you really think about this, as a leader, whatever you do gets amplified. And so if you give off a negative impression, or if you're, oh no, what are we gonna do? That gets amplified, and it just goes out like a virus. So you need to be positive because you need that positive virus to spread. That's not head in the sand. You have to be realistic, but you have to be positively realistic about, okay, here's, you know, I mean, it reminds me of McAuliffe. He was the head of the 101st Airborne, surrounded by the Nazis, and they're at Bastogne, and the Nazis send him the letter and say, you know, here's the terms for surrender, and his reply was nuts. Nuts. The Germans didn't understand what he meant. Nuts. And so what he did before he gave that reply, which was essentially, we're not surrendering. What he did was he gathered his senior officers around him and said, okay, gentlemen, we have the greatest opportunity ever presented to a military force in human history. We can attack in any direction. Now, what he was saying was, we're surrounded, but that's a different spin on it than to say, oh, we're surrounded, because what would happen to morale if, oh, we're surrounded? You don't want that panic to go through the organization, and he was smart to frame it that way. Okay, so being positive in a negative situation is not naive. It is leadership. Okay, so that's all that I have, and I just wanted to share these with you. Some of these were some pretty good ideas, but it took me a long time to find these. Just doing an image search, I thought this would be like 1, 2, 3, easy. No, it really wasn't. But next week, what I'm going to be doing for you is taking you through some of the funny ones that I found, and I hope that'll be a good time too. Hey, listen, if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe or tell a friend, or I want to add value to your life and to others who are interested in leadership, because I want you all to become the kind of leaders that you would want to follow.